Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How many of there's a gauge in your car or your truck? You better check once in a while.
Yes, sir.
There's one that's got an E and an F on it. Y'all remember that one? You better check that once in a while, because if that gauge gets over next to E, and you just keep going, and it keeps on getting on to E, and it gets dead on E, then it gets past E, and you just ignore it, or you never look at it, or you don't care, what's going to happen? Ka-chunk. Quietness. Silence. Ain't no need in spinning the motor. You're out of gas. Well, in your faith mobile, there's two gauges you better check, better keep an eye on. One is your joy gauge,
yes,
and your peace gauge.
Wow.
If you're doing good, if you're motoring on in faith, that joy gauge is going to be. Is that right?
Yeah.
That peace gauge.
Yeah.
You're going to be full of joy.
Yeah.
Full of peace.
Yeah.
Motoring on.
Yeah.
And I mean, understand. I mean, a hill can be a hill,
yeah,
when you were doing 20 miles an hour at the bottom.
Yeah.
And struggle, struggle, chug, chug. But when you hit the bottom of the hill at 98. Yeah, you slowed all the way down to 60 by the time you crested the top. But because you were so full of faith, and you were so full of joy, and you were so full of peace,
yes,
then it wasn't the great trial of your life that other people experienced.
Right.
You went over the same hill,
right,
but you had momentum.
Yes. Yes. That's it.
And they were out of gas before they got there.
That's right.
Brother Terry Trial and Brother Vic Victory have very different accounts of the same road. You never heard the story about Brother Terry Trial and Brother Vic Victory? I must tell you then. Brother Terry Trial, going down life's road, struggling. He hadn't had a tune-up in many years. And he's about out of peace, about out of joy, chug, chug. Second gear, doing 25. When he came to the big hill, and when he got to the big hill, he thought, oh my. And he began to pray. And he put his foot on down. And the car shook, because it was only hitting on three cylinders. And he had to shift down into first. And now we're down to 15 miles an hour. And so he prayed in tongues best he knew how. And he was sad. And it was bad. And part of the time he had to throw the door open. And he was pushing with his foot. And he sang, I'm coming up on the rough side of the mountain. I'm doing my best to make it in. That is a song. Coming up on the rough side of the mountain. Finally, some people, he was yelling, I need help. I need help. And some other kind souls came and pushed on the back. And it took them near half a day. But they finally, sweat covered, got his Faithmobile up over the crest. And he was able to coast down. And he pulled over off the side to the filling station. The faith filling station. And he was covered in sweat and he was worn out. And he said, who are you, Brother Terry Tribe? And he told him how hard it was and how bad it was and how long it was. And everybody said, oh my, sound like the worst hill I ever heard tell. Until just 2 days later, Brother Vic Victory came down the same road. Now, Brother Vic likes to keep his faith mobile clean and ready and right. So he spent time cleaning out the cobwebs out of the carburetor and all the junk out of the gas tank and got the weights and the sins out of his life and got it clean and got it right. And obeyed the Lord. And every day when he did, he just picked up a little more speed. And every day he got her out of second. And he got it into third. And then he was willing to just lay aside anything that wasn't the will of God. And man, his V8 is humming. I mean, it's hitting on all cylinders. And he's praying in the Spirit, building himself up in his most holy faith. And now he got her over into high gear and he's doing 92.
Yes.
And he sees this hill. And you remember the Bible said, count it all joy.
Yes.
Count it all joy.
Yes.
So he said, hill, you ain't nothing before my mighty God. I count it all joy to overcome you. And he just slapped her up in a higher gear and put the foot down and sang the praises of the Most High. And he shouted and he only slowed down to 65. And he crested the hill. And as he came over, people could hear him on both sides going, hallelujah! Glory be to God. Thanks be unto God who gives me the victory through my Lord Jesus Christ. Why do they call him Vic Victory? And he pulls in the filling station. And they said, you come from the south? Yeah. You come down that road? Yeah. Did you come over the awful, terrible hill? That hill? Yeah, you know the awful, terrible. Takes all day and needs four folks to help you. Hill. Oh, that hill? I did have to downshift. One time. I did slow down to 65, but it didn't take all day. It probably didn't take 3 minutes. I mean, I'm here I am.
That's it.
Came over the same hill. I said the same hill. We're experiencing the same temptations and trials. The reason it sounds so much worse in some people's lives is because of the condition they're in.
Yes.
Right. Yep.
Does that make sense for you?
Yes, sir.
I don't want to be Terry Trial.
No.
I say I am.
Yes.
Vic Victory.
Yes.
That's me. Me and Vic.
Yes.
Cut from the same cloth.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes,
yes sir. But in order for that to be your story in your life, you cannot yield to depression. You cannot yield to fear because it makes you weak and slow and encumbered, taxed. But the joy of the Lord. I said the joy of the Lord is your strength. There's no such thing as somebody who's depressed and strong spiritually. Whether it's you or me. Because if you're really strong spiritually, what's your strength? Joy. You're going to have joy. You can't be strong and be depressed. I know people You may not like that. And a lot of folks think they're very spiritual. But they're too somber. They're too intense. Oh, they read lots of scriptures. Oh, they pray a lot. Did you know you can absolutely pray in vain? For all the good it did you, for all that what you were calling praying, you'd have been better off taking a nap. Did you know you can read the Word with the wrong eye? Not even looking for the right things? Trying to find something to be upset about? To be scared about? There's things in the Bible about judgment. But there's a lot more in the Bible than judgment. And there's some folk that's all they talk about. And you can tell it. You can tell whether they're off doctrinally or not by their level of joy and by their level of peace. One of the ways I know this is because in the early days of my ministry, I got off. Didn't do it on purpose, but I got off. I had the privilege, just months into beginning in the ministry, to work at the healing school at Brother Kenneth Hagin Sr.'s ministry there in Oklahoma. Well, this was a place where people could come to get their faith built up to receive healing. And a lot of people came that were diagnosed terminal, incurable, given up to die by science. And man, you come in there on a Monday morning, you could feel death in the room. People are struggling to breathe. People got their machines with them and this and that and the other. And they full of yellow jaundice and can't half walk or breathe. You could, death is in the room. And of course, as you might expect, not much shouting or laughing or singing. But you see, these go together. These go together. And so we believed that God is the healer and that whether folks receive it or not, it is His will for all of us to be healed. Now, until you get that settled, you can't have faith to be healed. Just can't. Faith comes by hearing. And is it God's will for all to be saved? Yes. Didn't the Bible say He's not willing that any should perish? Yes. Are people perishing? Yes. Yeah, but it's not His will. Just because it's His will doesn't mean people have to receive it. Well, it's God's will for everybody to be healed too. Me? You? Yes. Come on, will you just accept that?
Yes.
By faith.
Yes.
Is it true or not?
Yes.
Is it not God's will that any should perish? Believe that in every sense, not perish spiritually, not perish mentally, not perish physically, not perish emotionally or financially.
Yes,
say it out loud, it is not the will of God,
it is not the will of God
that anyone
perish.
Anyone.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God.
Faith to God who gives me